Subhanallah, this is a great kalima, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. And which prophet recited this, we can see, and what was the event at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this tawfiq to those individuals to recite this. These are those people who are concerned about their islah, their improvement, and they take footsteps towards their rectification when they recite this. Then Allah ta'ala grants such rewards during dhikr that it becomes the habit of their life. And this is the situation for those who want to do islah. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, do your islah. That person who is concerned and is worried that I want to improve myself, leave the sins, correct myself, develop myself, follow the straight path, take guidance. Whoever has concern for this and tries, then Allah Ta'ala gives him this reward. And is this a small reward? You cannot imagine about this. That this kalimat, this verse, those who have taken footsteps to correct their life, improve their life, and they've become grandfathers, and they've taken so long in this journey, from so many years, they're reciting these kalimat in the morning. And imagine what they have gathered and accumulated for the hereafter. Why? Because before today, 50 years ago, he had a concern, a worry for islah. And those who have concern for the islah, then Allah starts them with this. Allah Ta'ala will send that individual towards his beloved servant. Then he guides him towards islah. And he teaches him dhikr. And these are the beloved gifts that Allah Ta'ala gives. And the person says, Allah, please give me your love. And please give me such actions that I can do so I can generate your love. And Allah, give me love of that person who can take me to your love. This is a sahih hadith. It's a dua of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the rewards for trying to do your islah. Those people never recite this who have no concern for their improvement. They will never come in the morning. They will never do dhikr. They will never recite. Sometimes they say, but that person who has concern for his islah, then during his life, Allah will allow the adhkar to be performed. So this is concern for islah. And that person at least thought that I want to improve my life, make it better. Despite that, even if he doesn't succeed, but Allah Ta'ala likes this so much that he tried this person. This person is trying. And this person is crushing his desires. He's gone to my friend, the Wali Allah. He's submitted to the Wali Allah, to the teacher. He's done tawbah, repentance, astaghfar. And then the adhkar the teacher gives to the student to correct the teacher. This dhikr that's given is not to become a pious person, that you become pious and Wali Allah become a khalifa, deputy, run the khanka. No, dhikr adhkar you get so that that student does his islah, corrects himself, improves himself, rectifies himself. In the kalimat, Allah says that when you recite these kalimat, my servant recites these, then they go inside that person like nur. They develop nur and light inside that person. Within that individual, nur spreads. Allah says, kalmi nur, sami nur, basri nur, imami nur, tahti nur. In other words, all his body becomes full of light and nur. This is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it happens, that's why the Prophet ﷺ did the dua. And how does it happen? When an individual follows this guidance, he becomes light beyond light, that individual. And then he starts to think about his sins and he reflects. And he said, sometimes I would get angry and argue and fight and speak wasteful talk. These are all dirty things. Shaitan makes the person do this. So as soon as the person goes towards islah, the nur starts to come inside him. Then he calms down, he cools down. And he gets gentle, gentleness comes into him, and anger disappears, and wasteful talk disappears. He doesn't like to sit with those people. Oh, just come, how are you, what's happening, kemcho, ki ala, and talk nonsense, just gossiping all the time. He dislikes that. Totally not. He doesn't want to waste time then, to go towards wasteful talk. Why? Because nur is inside that person. Light has gone inside that person. This is the dua. The Prophet ﷺ said that, the nur, Allah allowed the nur to affect us, impact us. Allah, my blood, my body, my muscles, my veins, Allah put nur in all of these things, Allah Ta'ala. And just Allah, please make me a total embodiment of nur. So when a person has nur and light, what nur? These kalamat that we're reciting, these are not minor statements. The angels, they will give their all. Allah, they descend from the heavens, so they can be, they join in, recite the kalma from the heavens. Every angel doesn't have the ijazah to recite every kalma. One has given ijazah, subhanallah, he'll recite subhanallah. The other one's given ijazah, alhamdulillah, he'll recite alhamdulillah. But to the human beings, Allah has given permission to recite Surah Yasin, Surah Kaf. Whatever you want, Allah Ta'ala says, from my qualities, my greatness, you can praise me. We got permission. What a great word. But how foolish we are as people that we don't do this action of dhikr. From morning we'll start work, dunya, world, material. Nothing do we attain at all. At least come towards the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Take footsteps towards the dhikr of Allah. But the nafs doesn't allow us to come. When the last jolt of life, when it's shaken, death comes, and then everyone's doing khatam after. What's that khatam sharif then? There's nothing at all. Nothing. Keep on eating, or read for this person, do dua for this person. The time has passed for that individual. Today we have time, let's not waste time. Just get hold of dhikrullah, and dhikr will rectify you itself automatically. Whoever Allah Ta'ala wants. Some people, summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarjun, that they are deaf, dumb and blind, nothing will affect them, impact them positively. The father will be improved, mother will be improved. But that individual will not move, he wants to say the same. Because the padlock has been sealed on that person, this poor person. Yeah, everyone in his house is, but he is not intending to improve. He doesn't want to move. So do dua for that person, to Allah, that Allah, this child, improve this child. Otherwise he will go to Jahannam. He will go into the fire of hell. He's burning in the fire of hell. And then I'll see that person burning, my children. How will I see them burning? It's not just this, that I should improve myself, and I don't worry about my children. Oh, I just wake up and I come to the masjid and come to dhikr. No, try. Do dua to Allah Ta'ala. And do dua at tahajjud time. That Allah improve my children. Improve this child. Send that child to a wali Allah so that islah can take place. Improvement can take place. And the gathering of the wali Allah, the objective is that you do dhikr, adhkar and islah. Improvement. No other games are played there. The lectures, speeches, get-togethers, reciting nasheeds and masala. No, that's not what happens in the gathering of wali Allah. That's not what you will find. It's fikr, concern, worry, sorrow. So many years I went to the Khanqah of Hazrat Sahib, until today I never saw no gathering there. No tafsir, commentary, no type of gathering for any other purpose. Just sorrow and concern and worry for the hereafter. That's it. Just immersed. Everyone was immersed in concern for the hereafter. And no type of other in my life did I see a function doing some this function, this conference, this get-together. Never at all. And it was clear. I saw that an individual, Hazrat Sahib, and he passed away. In that way he lifted his finger, shahada, and passed away. That's the end like that. Yes? He prayed salah. Hazrat Sahib prayed salah. And from the Khanqah, they took him to the Hujra, to his room. Even then, in the Hujra, he carried on his mamulat, did his dhikr, and then he lay down there. And it was Zuhr time, and it was very valuable time for Hazrat Sahib. Zuhr time, he said, turn me, my body, to the right side. He recited the kalima shahada, raised the finger, and he passed away. Whilst doing dhikr, so, did dhikr ishraq in the morning and dhuhr time, he passed away. And none of his general practice did he lose that day, because Allah Ta'ala enables a person to get into the habit of doing good things. The person used to do dhikr regularly. And then his life will be taken away whilst he's doing dhikr. Allah allowed that. Today, if we think about this point and have the fikr concern for the hereafter, that when a person gets really close, then he shouldn't be worried about anything else in the dunya apart from that I need to prepare for my death, the hereafter. Anyhow, we should be grateful to Allah that this just by generates inside me this passion that I share my words with you. Due to being thankful to Allah, when I recite these kalamat, then I definitely feel at some stage that if somebody says to you, that I give you a house, how happy you will be. Many people tell you, I've got a house today, I've got the keys to a house today, I've got a new home today. People will be happy. So these kalimat we are reciting, the value, think about the value of this kalimat, think about the mercy of Allah, the how I'm sitting reciting the kalimat, how is Allah giving me such a great reward? When a person thinks this, then he starts to speak like I'm speaking to you. Because the passion, it gets generated, isn't it? The excitement, the happiness, the gratefulness that Allah, what a great favor of yours, Allah. You are pious, but I think about myself. You are pious. The, how is Allah giving me the ability to do this? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, I'm reciting. The Holy Prophet said about this kalima, how great it is. One kalima, sahabi, he recited this kalima, and the Prophet said, do you know what you're reciting? He's asking his sahabi. Do you know the value of this kalima that you've just recited? Allah has allowed you to recite this in your tongue. Do you know how many people can recite this who got permission? Tell me. How many people in the morning will have got up and recited this kalima? Tell me. And Allah has given you the ability to recite these. Is this not a reward? And this is like cash. And we say, until the cash don't go in the pocket, I'm not happy. But we don't say this is a reward. I want cash in my pocket, then I'll do this. These are the great rewards. What a great envelope for the hereafter. Noor ala noor, light beyond light. Think like this at least, that this is Allah's grace and favor upon us. This is not some minor action. Allah says, وَلَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَأَيْن شَكَرْتُمْ وَلَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The more you are grateful, more thankful, the more you accept, Allah will increase it, multiply. Recite the Durood Sharif.